2020 has brought about many changes, whether for better or for worse. At KNIA KRLS, we're excited to expand our territory deeper into Warren County as we begin football coverage of Norwalk. It's a bit of a history lesson tonight as we get you up to speed and get to know the Norwalk Warriors. Paul Patterson is the longtime head coach of the team, patrolling the sidelines for the Warriors since 2000. He says it's important to note the history of the program before his arrival, as the Warriors' home field is named after a prominent coach of the program.
We've got to go all the way back to when it first started, and Coach Gable got the football program rolling. And then they had two coaches before Dave Meinert came on. Our field is named after Dave Meinert. Because of the job that he did. He was here for 29 years, and he had 144 wins. And little known fact, back when we had our practice field that was the old high school on the east side of the high school, he built that with his own bulldozer. So he did a lot of things for us around Norwalk. And then when he retired, Ray Lipovac came in, and then Tom Scanlon took over, and then Tom and I were co-heads for 1 year, and then I took over from Tom by myself. And so since 2001, I've been by myself. 2000, been here.
Early in Patterson's tenure were some dark times. Playoff appearances were few and far between. But in the late 2000s, when the Iowa High School Athletic Association expanded the playoff field, Norwalk got in as a four seed in 2008, which helped to springboard the program into where it is today.
We've had lots of ups and downs. If you go back to 2000, we were 7-2. One win away from the playoffs, and then you get to 2005, we were 3-6. 2006, we were 1-8. 2007, we were 1-8, and then the state expanded the playoffs there in 2008, where they took the top four in every district. We were fortunate enough to be a four seed. We went to Mount Pleasant in 2008, and that really helped springboard us to where we're at now.
That playoff appearance in 2008 was the program's first appearance in the postseason since 1992. Norwalk went 3-6 the following year in 2009, but since then have not had a losing season dating back to 2010. Patterson says this is largely due to a culture shift within the program and school as a whole that occurred around that time frame.
I think one of the things that helped us the most was when Dale Barnhill was here as our principal. He put in athletic weightlifting in physical education class during the day. So we didn't have to fight with kids anymore about, they had to work or they had some other excuse as to why they couldn't come in. And we incorporated weightlifting and weight training during the day. And I think that's the first thing that happened for us. And that's in a collective athletic department. That's not just football. That's everybody. The second thing, and now we're going to get more specific with football. The second thing is we have started to focus a little bit more on the relationship side of things than the X's and O's. And there was a long stretch there where the only thing we cared about, I shouldn't say the only thing, the main thing that was on our plate that we cared about was winning. We've got to figure out how to win. We've got to figure out how to win. We've got to figure out how to win. And it took a special group of kids in 2008, the 2009 graduating class, to get us to realize that isn't necessarily the best way to get things done. And so as we moved forward, we've tried to evolve a little bit with the relationship side of things. And there's a lot of little things that we do within our program that make us unique and, I think, in my opinion, special.
That culture shift helped the team transition into a perennial playoff contender. Patterson says that the program had some memorable playoff appearances in the early 2010s, including some upset wins on the road.
2010, we went down and played a tough Oskaloosa game or a team on a cold, blustery November night and came away with a win. And then we went to Carlisle that next week and got beat. 2014 was special because we were hit and miss a little bit, and we went to Bondurant and played a really good Bondurant team that had a 2,000 yard rusher and ended up surprising them with an explosive second quarter for us. And then we just absolutely got whooped by Creston, who then went to DCG the next week in the quarterfinals, won in double overtime, a thriller in double overtime, and then Creston went to the Dome and got thrown all over the place by Heelan, who had eventually won it in 14.
Those were the building blocks for what was to come in 2015. The Warriors had a prolific passing attack led by quarterback Brady Bransfield, whose 2,731 yards through the air was tops in Class 3A. That year was Norwalk's first and only Unidome appearance, which began with a 35-7 domination of Sergeant Bluff Luton to get to the championship. Local fans may remember the all-Little Hawkeye Conference showdown in that title game, where Pella won their first of three consecutive titles. Both of Norwalk's two losses that year were to the Dutch, as Norwalk finished 12-2 in 2015.
In 15, we had a special group. We lost to Pella early in the season, 21-0. And then we had a really tight game with Carlisle moving forward, and then we just kept getting better as we went through. And that was a special group from the standpoint that not only were they good at football, they were as tight-knit and as close a group as we've ever had, and they were special. So if you were to go and talk about all the things that happened, that to me is one of the most remarkable runs for us because of the way that the football playoffs were set up. You know, week 9 was Friday. Week 1 of the playoffs was Wednesday. Right. Week 2, Monday, mm-hmm. or round 2, Monday. Round 3, Friday, and then you went Thursday. And that short turnaround was exhausting, but man, it was a lot of fun.
The following year was when the playoff field was reduced to 16 teams, and Norwalk missed the playoffs in 2017 with a 6-3 record. 2018 was a first-round loss to Spencer, which led to last year's playoff run.
Last year's group, special group of kids, then we come back from 21 points down against Glenwood and take care of business there, and then go up to Sergeant Bluff and just have a turnover fest against them and cut our season off right there at that point in time. But just a phenomenal group of kids that we've had over the years, and one of the best part about being here is the fact that we do have a lot of really good kids, and it makes your job a little bit easier when you've got a lot of good kids running around.
Unfortunately, our coverage of the Warriors began with a loss to Carlisle last Friday, but it's another Warren County matchup tonight when Norwalk hosts Indianola in the home opener. If you can't make it out to the game, you can tune in to 94.3 KNIA for all the action with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson on the call, with some appearances from myself sprinkled in as well. That's just a brief look at Norwalk's history, and we at KNIA KRLS are excited to bring you the present and look forward to carrying it on in the future.